Well, welcome back, everyone, to Rising 365. I'm Mike Pena, and this podcast is committed to inspiring and supporting others to embrace the opportunity to rise with each new day. You know, rising daily can be a challenge for many, including myself, and it is my hope that what you hear in these episodes will assist you in rising every day of the year. You know, just a special note, I am no professional, no PhD, no counselor. I'm just a normal guy, a veteran, a prior law enforcement officer, a father, a husband, someone who spent some time really struggling to rise and taking some tangible steps, have been able to meet the new day. And I hope what you hear in these episodes on Rising 365 help you as well. I just wanted to let you know I'm no professional, just someone who cares. Well, we're continuing in our series of The Atticus Effect. This is part three, and it's entitled Trusted, episode 28. Well, this weekend was filled with me being in a show called To Kill a Mockingbird. And if you haven't read this book, seen the play, seen the movie, press pause right now and go do that. Go do yourself a favor and experience something that has transcended time in its literary masterpiece and in the lessons to be learned in both the book, play, and the movie. Well, this weekend, something is always different each night you participate in a live theater production. You know, you can come to the play as an actor and show up and just do your part and leave. But then you're missing the whole concept of what it is to be a part of live theater. There's always something new to learn. Something new pops out and just affects you as the actor, as someone who does this day in and day out. And today, Monday, and tomorrow, we still have one more show. We have one more show these next 2 days, today and tomorrow, are for students, high school, middle school, college students who are coming to learn and from what's to be learned in To Kill a Mockingbird. But this weekend, and where this episode is of this part three, The Atticus Effect, that stuck out to me was towards the closing scene of the play. The trial has already commenced. Tom Robinson has been found guilty. And everyone leaves disheartened. I think the only people who are happy with the outcome is Bob Yule. I don't even think his daughter Mayello is happy with the outcome. So people are really sad, and they leave the courthouse and they cut to outside of the courthouse of Atticus's kids and Dill, and some other people are wondering, how could the jury do that? And why did the result of Tom Robinson being found guilty, despite the evidence that he was innocent? And they start struggling with the outcome. Can anything really matter anymore? And it takes Miss Maudie, one of the kind characters in the show of this community, to speak into the lives of the children so they see what Atticus did for the community. Again, he's referred to as being the one that the community trusted in to handle something that was so divisive. That he was the only person in the community who could withstand this kind of pressure. And Miss Monty says, we trusted in Atticus. The judge, when he appointed Atticus to be Tom's lawyer, trusted in Atticus. And as Dill is departing for his final words, he said, we trust in Atticus. They trusted in him. And that's so important when it comes to the aspect of us as individuals to be able to rise 365. When was the last time somebody trusted in you. Maybe the reason you're in your predicament of struggling each and every day is because you broke the trust of somebody. And rebuilding trust is no easy matter. But it's paramount when we're looking for encouragement, looking for that spark to get us to rise each new day. And have people out there who are trusting us to do our part, to do what we're called to do. I'm a big fan of Jordan B. Peterson. He's got two books, 12 Rules for Life and Maps of Meaning. And in both of these books, it says that a person needs really three things in life to get them going. You know, they need a relationship, they need a job, and then they need to be a part of something that's morally bigger than who they are. You know, when they have a job, it may not be your ideal job, but when someone hires you to come work for them, they're trusting that you will show up and do your part of the job that they hired you to do. And then when you become a part of something that's morally bigger than you, when you start volunteering out into the community, people trust that you'll come and you'll help. But maybe those two things are bigger than what you are capable of doing right now. Jordan goes on and says, maybe all you have to do is get yourself a pet or even a houseplant. Something where someone's life is trusting in you to take care of them. You know, when you have a pet in your house, they entrust in you that you're going to feed them. You're going to take them out for walks and you're going to make sure they get the health care that they need. Even if you have a plant, the plant needs water. It needs sunlight. It needs that soil to be changed if you see the soil is, the plant is getting unhealthy. There's always something out there that is looking to you and trusting in you. And that's probably the encouragement that you need to hear. When was the last time you were a part of something where people entrusted in you? And it's a big thing. And if we allow it to overwhelm us, that's exactly what can happen. It can overwhelm us, but it's a good thing to have people depending on you, to realize that this world is bigger than just yourself. Then all of a sudden you're encouraged, you have a fire within you, you have a reason to get up, to rise each and every day, because you know that someone's life depends on you. Again, it could be as little as a houseplant to a pet to your very own family. You know, and trust is something you don't take lightly. And people trust in you when they say you apply to a job and they say, yeah, you're hired. They're trusting that you will do what you said you could do and were willing to do during the interview. When you get married, your spouse is entrusting in you, saying that you will love them and take care of them in sickness and in health, through good times and bad. Not just when things are easy. It's easy to put trust into people, and people put trust in you when you're not asked to do hard things. But it's when you're asked, like Atticus did, he was asked to do something extremely hard that was back in 1935. And that was to challenge a code within a community based solely on race. But when you can stand in the midst of hard times and still be trusted, you're going to find yourself walking with your head up a little higher. Your shoulders won't be so droopy. You'll be walking tall and feel a sense of pride. Now you have a reason for rising and getting up and going. That's what this episode is all about. Work to be the person where people are looking to you and trusting in you. You can be trusted. It can be a hard endeavor, but it's definitely worth it. There's more in episode 4. This is kind of similar to that episode about living and rising for others. It's really similar to that. People are going to look to you. They're trusting in you for you to rise each new day that you are given. Well, thank you for tuning in. I hope each episode brings you inspiration to embrace every new day. To support this podcast, consider booking me as a speaker for your next conference, school assembly, youth event, Bible study, or any special occasion where I can share the message of Rising 365. To arrange this, simply send me a message or email at rising247365@gmail.com. Additionally, you can support by liking, sharing, and rating the podcast on your preferred listening platform. Until we meet again, this is Mike Pena reminding you to rise and seize the gift of a new day. You are destined for this moment.